This is KCUR 89.3. Schools are being asked to change how they deliver career and technical education so as to prepare students for jobs that haven't been invented yet. But it's been a lot easier for affluent districts to rise to the challenge. KCUR's Ellie Moxley starts the story at the Missouri Innovation Campus in Lee Summit, where students are getting a head start on a four-year nursing degree while still in high school.
Samantha Simpson wants her patient to be comfortable.
You'd make sure there's a pillow under their head and between their knees.
Simpson drapes her patient's hospital gown for modesty and begins pushing gently on the patient's abdomen. Only it's not flesh beneath her fingers, but plastic. Today, Simpson is listening for bowel sounds on a high-tech dummy in the nursing skills lab. But in a few years, she hopes to be rounding on actual patients as a registered nurse.
And then I would begin palpation, so I would just push on the different areas to make sure there was no firmness. It's really cool. They make different sounds, and I know one of them has an ilanoscopy, so we got to see kind of the tools and equipment you would use.
For Simpson, who's about to graduate from Lee Summit North, it's been a good test run. Turns out she isn't squeamish, and she's enjoyed learning medical terminology and basic skills. She's confident in her decision to major in nursing next fall at the University of Central Missouri, where she'll be a semester ahead because she took this course. And that's really a shift in how nursing has been taught at the high school level. When Summit Technology Academy, the district's career and tech ed center, moved into a new state-of-the-art facility at the Missouri Innovation Campus last fall, nursing instructor Peggy Chandler updated the curriculum she'd been teaching for the past 7 years. In a district where more than 80% of graduates go on to college, the emphasis is now on professional nursing.
We, through the last several years, learned of the value of not only helping our students get into nursing school, but staying in nursing school.
The biggest change was dropping prep for the certified nursing assistant exam. CNAs provide basic hands-on care, such as taking vital signs or helping patients bathe. Traditionally, a lot of nurses got their start at hospitals or long-term care facilities, working under the supervision of licensed nurses while studying for their boards. But with hospitals wanting to hire more nurses with four-year degrees, a lot of college-bound students are skipping the CNA exam. Last fall, only 17% of nursing students at Summit Tech took the exam and completed the requisite clinical hours. This spring, none of the students in Chandler's class were interested. In less affluent districts, however, passing the CNA exam is still the goal.
My name is Paul Scher, and I attend Northeast High School. My career goal is to become a nurse so I can take care of others.
Scher spends half her day at Manual Career and Technical Center, part of the Kansas City Public Schools. Nearly all of the students here are students of color. Many speak languages other than English at home. A lot of them will be the first in their family to go to college. Scher is planning to get an associate's degree, but she already knows she'll have to work to pay for school.
I was planning on getting a job in Children's Mercy or North Kansas City Hospital because they say I can apply for it if I have a CNA degree.
Mary Charbel, the nursing instructor at Manual, says her job is more fulfilling because her students overcome the challenges they bring to the classroom. In fact, Kansas City Public Schools exceeded the state's goals for college and career readiness last year. The pass rate for Manual students who sit the CNA exam is high, better than 90%. So Charbel was surprised to hear some districts are moving away from the CNA curriculum because she sees it as so fundamental to the spectrum of care nurses provide.
You just don't have one type of person that you're taking care of. We have to look at the whole person in a holistic view, their race, their culture, their religion, spirituality, what gifts do they bring? And then we're learning from each other.
Most graduates of Manual's nursing program plan to work as CNAs while pursuing a 2 or 4 year degree. But sometimes the CNA ends up being the terminus, which means a much lower lifetime earnings potential. Meanwhile, in Lee Summit, opportunities seem limitless. Late last year, the Board of Education approved a new career and tech ed option that lets students take classes on college campuses.
I move to approve the innovation track as a dual enrollment option for LSR 7 juniors and seniors effective in the fall of 2018.
Second.
Superintendent Dennis Carpenter really wanted all students to be able to participate, regardless of whether they could pay. He asked the school board to set aside $400,000 for students whose families couldn't afford the tuition. That works out to about 1/6 of 1% of the district's overall budget.
How do we become that suburban district that becomes the model for our country? We have to have access for all students to attain those quality programs that are significant in number.
Carpenter ultimately convinced the board the district should pay the course fees for students who qualify for free or reduced lunch, but not before coming up against real resistance. People didn't want their tax dollars being used for post-secondary education for low-income students. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ellie Moxley.